Live, this is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your host, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World.
It's Sunday, December 11th, 2022, broadcasting from the Optimize You studio. Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for joining us. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, and joining me is the PhD of East Ridge, Clint Powell. Good morning, Clint.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing well, Good. On this real quick side note, yep. I don't know how many people listening know who the Liver King is, but the Liver King's name is Brian Johnson. He's very, very, very popular on TikTok and a lot of social media. Why? Because he really advocates a very, very strict diet of his, which is a carnivore diet. He eats a lot of raw meat, believes in a more primal lifestyle, even down to the level of his house, the way he prepares everything is from a primal kind of caveman type of mentality. Well, he's been attacked, I think, pretty viciously by the social media trolls and the people who are not fit people, a lot of them. And they are saying, how dare you not tell us that you're on steroids? And so I did a TikTok a little while ago and had a lot of people who responded, and also did one on Nutrition World speaking to the conversation of Liver King, mm-hmm. because I don't like to see people thrown under the bus when they are valuable people who can teach us certain lessons about parts of life, simply because the part of society can't handle the truth. Kind of like that movie, The Few Good Men, you just can't handle the truth. And that is the case with Liver King. And so you know him. He's been on Joe Rogan. He's been all over the news. He's very, very popular. Don't totally agree with his diet, but he's very connected to food, fitness, health, and longevity, which most people aren't. They're disconnected from their foods. So you've seen him, haven't you?
Oh, I've followed him. I know him. I don't know him like personally, but yeah, he is somebody I follow. I'm very familiar with him, and of course he's supplementing his mm-hmm. his health, and if you do it correctly, I think that there's a place for that. It's really weird. We live in a world where, and I'm not saying good or bad, I'm not trying to be judgmental, I'm just saying something that I've seen anecdotally, is we are told to accept ourselves for who we are. Now, if you look a certain way or have a certain amount of health based off what you eat, like donuts and mm-hmm. fast food, and you look a certain way, you've been told you should accept yourself for the way you are. We should accept you, and that's fine, because I believe in accepting who you are, being better versions of ourselves. I don't know where you're at in the process, right? But when we see somebody like him doing it, and all of a sudden people push back, well, he's fake. Well, even if he is supplementing how he looks through steroids or testosterone or supplements from the store, these other people look the way they look because they're supplementing their lifestyle through cheeseburgers and ice creams. Mm-hmm. Both of them are putting things into their body that affect how they look and feel. Why is one supposed to be okay and the other one is not? I'm just saying, it seems like we ought to just let people be who they are. And if we like them, follow them. If not, unlike them and quit being a troll. That's my theory.
That is a good take on it, because I didn't ever actually turn it around to say that the other people are having their self-image appear because of donuts and cheeseburgers.
Well, we all supplement look is a direct result of my activity,
yep.
and what I put in my body.
Exactly.
And even at my best, I may never look like the other people's best, mm-hmm. but I'm trying to do the best I can. But I'm just saying, it just seems to me that we're all a result of that. And to hold it against one person because he chooses to take it to a different level, okay.
Well, and you know, that sparks in me what if parts of society ask people who are very obese, tell me the last times you went to Krispy Kreme. We have to know, are you eating a dozen donuts every 1 week or two dozen or three? Or a day? We have to know. Why don't you tell us the truth? And I said on my TikTok reply, which I made very strong words, and I said to the fact of, you know what? Arnold never said it because it's not socially acceptable. Arnold Schwarzenegger is a legend. If he had come out and said, you know what? I'm going to have to admit the truth. I took steroids, he would not be the legend he is. Yet every single other person did. Why would we expect? There's sometimes you don't need to speak the truth. You need to keep it to yourself when we're in a society that is so judgmental for some reason. And the thing is, the people judging him, Arnold, all the way down to Liver King, they're not the people in the gym normally. And secondly, on TikTok, I said this. The guys that are really jacked up on steroids, most are not healthy. Liver King follows a health protocol. Again, not exactly what I believe in, but he's passionate about this foods being from primal, ancient type of wisdom that's going to produce health. He's into health as much as he is fitness, and the man can carry kettlebells of 80 pounds across the entire football field. And I said this on my TikTok. Most of the guys at Gold's Gym, who are jacked up, and you can get jacked up on steroids, there's no doubt, but that doesn't produce health or fitness, because a lot of them, they're huffing and puffing walking from the car into the gym because they're not healthy.
So a couple things. One, Dorian Yates was on Joe Rogan a while back. A great conversation. They had this pretty honest conversation about it. Yeah, I love Dorian Yates, by the way, a former Mr. Olympia after the Lee Haney years, and I think before Ron Coleman. So I like Dorian Yates. But what's really, what you just said, I think is a big deal, and we talk about this all the time. On this show, we've talked about it since I've been guest hosting. It's health is way more than do I have abs. Abs are a consequence of certain intentions, like how you eat and how much working out. And most people that have abs don't keep them year-round, most people. You know, if you see a photo shoot, there's that went in, there's work that went into that, and then there's on and off season. But there's a lot of people that you would look at and go, that person's got muscles and they're healthy. But if you took their blood work and took their vitals, they would look, those on paper may be as unhealthy as the person that's 50-pound obese, because their hearts may both be under pressure. They may both have high cholesterol or kidney problems, or their heart rate goes up. So it's just such a big thing, a big conversation to have. And I just think we just dismiss it. I think we just dismiss it.
And good point. And the thing is, I have privy to a lot of people's blood work, and I will be, and you, what you said is so authentically true. I look at a lot of bodybuilders' blood work, almost without exception, their kidney function's lowered. Their liver function is extremely stressed, and sometimes to a point of really being scary. Sometimes they have way too many red blood cells because they haven't monitored themselves. Well, guess what? As I said on TikTok, you find professionals who can help you. I know one professional called Optimize You. Josh Porter is fantastic.
Yes, he is.
And I'm not saying that because he's part of the sponsor of this show. He is of the new generation of, we can do this in a safe manner for men and women. And I used to say, and I will say that, you know, I'm man enough to say when I was incorrect during many years of my advice, and I used to say you don't ever need to be on hormones. Well, guess what? I've completely changed my mind as I've aged, and I now take things that help me make a lot of my own hormones, which is different than taking like Liver King does. But if you don't have optimized type of hormone level, you're not going to have the quality of life that you had previously. Now, you can live a life, you'll probably live as long, but you don't have quite the spark. You don't have the zest. You don't have the sparkle, because the hormones are things that communicate within your body that make you have this zest. And Optimize You is a great place to go to do it safely.
But isn't that the way life is? I mean, to me, what you just said is how we are in life so much. I don't think we should put things in our bodies that we don't need. Well, maybe you just don't need it yet. You know, maybe you're not there yet. I've used a very simple, maybe elementary example, but when I was 25, I could eat pizza all the time, get 4 hours of sleep. I had abs. I was 195 pounds. I was moving over 500 pounds, 600 pounds. I could jump up, grab basketball, and I had fast. So I lived life like I'm just going to stay. That's who I am. Well, as you get older, you understand, I need to start stretching. Why? Because I make noises when I try to stand up now. Well, I'm serious, though. Yep. You start incorporating things when life starts teaching you those lessons. And if you're not to that point yet, it's easy to go, well, I would never. You've never walked in those shoes.
You haven't. And I remember for so many decades saying, I look at people who are old and walking with a limp and were out of shape, and I would say, That will never happen to Edward because I take all these vitamins. I'll go to the gym every day. I eat better than most people. Guess what? Father Time has its way with all of us. Mm-hmm. And unless you step up to the plate and try to manage Father Time, you're not going to fix them. You can manage it, though, and you can buy yourself 15 to 20 extra quality years if you have the willingness to do it. Don't think your regular practitioner is going to embrace this because they're not, because they're taught different things. But there are team efforts that can help you to have a better life. And again, there's plenty of people, not plenty. There's a few people who know how to do it safely, and Optimize You is one of them.
I love Optimize You. I'm a client as well. And I'll say this. We all know those examples, and they're brought up often when people talk about health, because I used to be, run a gym a long time ago. I was a trainer decades ago. But people will point to the marathon runner or the bodybuilder or the air quote health nut that died in their 40s mm-hmm. or 30s or 50s, and they go, look, when it's your time, it's your time. And that part they're right on. The thing that we've always preached on here, at least since I've been part of it, and I listened to you guys for years, you and Dr. Green, it's not that it's your time is your time. It's how you live your life to that time.
Mm-hmm.
I may be supposed to die by the time I'm 45 or 65 or whatever it is, but what kind of life did I live up until that point? And that is where I think we kind of, again, we spend all this time judging people like the Liver King. Let him do his thing. If you don't like him, unfollow him. I don't get it, but it's the part of the internet world we live in now. Trolls are everywhere.
Well, I want to ask, are you implying that your abs are gone?
No, they're there.
Oh, they are there. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
No, they're.
Let's pull that shirt up. Let me see.
No, they're there. They're under about 2 inches of fat, but they're totally, I can feel them when I lean back.
Okay.
I can make right sure. there. Look at right there.
I see you feeling something.
Oh, man, that's my abs.
Those are called ribs. Those are called bones.
No, mine's really low. That's my abs. That's muscles.
Oh, is that?
That's muscles. I oil up. Yeah. Photo. Listen, I'm halfway through my before picture. I'm in the before thing. I'm in the bulk phase of my
the bulk phase.
Yeah,
of the
I've
before.
Been in a bulk phase for about 6 years now.
So, hey, the contest is coming up about 7 months. It's time to start training.
I think my son's in it.
That's right.
He said he's going to do it. So
I saw him the other day. You came in the store and you were giving him some words of wisdom, and he was completely ignoring it. It was going through one ear and out the other. He had a dazed look on his face, and I said, "You didn't hear one word your dad said." And he was like, "He didn't even hear the question that I said. Did you hear the words your dad said?" So I know he didn't hear the words.
Well, that goes back to what we were talking about. He's 23. He doesn't need
it. That's right.
He'll, 10 years from now, when I'm gone, or 20 years from now, he'll hear that when he goes, "Why can't I lose weight the way I used to?" And I'm like, oh, that's why.
That's what dad did say.
Yeah, he was trying to help me.
Hey, it's time to take a break. When we come back, I got lots of good notes. I want to talk about cross-training your brain, talk about the devastation of the sperm quality declining in the past 25 years, and a couple personal things. Went to a really cool kind of a retreat called Isha, about an hour and 20 minutes from here. I want to speak a little bit about, and the fact that my daughter went to Gatlinburg, and I got a couple of comments about people's obesity in Gatlinburg. More to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds is your number one stop for buying and selling fine jewelry, antiques, watches, and coins. Are you ready to take the next step with your significant other? Love is in the air, and Rick Davis has you covered for all your wedding and engagement rings. Their annual bridal sale is going on now. They're buying and selling every day at Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, 5301 Brainerd Road in Chattanooga, or online now at rickdavisgoldanddiamonds.net. Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds.
I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Mandy Livingston.
Join us every Saturday morning at 8 for your home radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Featuring topics and guests all related to your home.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least 3 times. Well, this isn't about a company, it's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75. Holidays, football, and family gatherings. Yep, it's that time of the year. Leaves are falling, but the weather can't make up its mind. Hot to cold, cold to hot. If your heating and air gets confused, call Carter Heating and Air. Phone 899-1500. Yep, Carter Heating and Air is the last call you will need to make. Find them online at carterhvac.com.
Optimize U Chattanooga is a hormone optimization and recovery center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy for both males and females. If you are suffering from mood swings, fatigue, low libido, or weight gain, then your hormone levels might be low. We offer in-house lab panels as well as testosterone, progesterone, estradiol, and peptide therapies. We are currently accepting new patients. Know your levels because normal is not optimal. For more information, check us out at OptimizeUChattanooga.com.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner Clint Powell. And you know, we've been doing this show almost 5 years, and I've spoke countless times with Dr. Green also in the past 4 years about the importance of blood sugar, because I am so intimately tied to the interactions between health, blood sugar, glucose, insulin. All those things make us either potentially healthy or very unhealthy. And today we have Tiffany Potter, nurse practitioner with CHI Memorial Endocrinology. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, Tiffany.
Thank you very much for having me.
Yes, and I know you are well schooled in this whole conversation. I know you're a little bit under the weather, and thank you for calling in. And so first off, you know, we're talking about diabetes. For those who really don't know what that means, what does it mean to be diabetic?
Diabetes is an indication that your blood sugar is above the normal ranges. So normal would be normal would be less than 100 fasting blood sugar. So it means your blood sugar is running much higher than the normal, meaning your body is not making enough insulin to bring down the glucose on a regular basis.
Yeah, because insulin kind of is the mechanism that is kind of like a lock and key. The insulin is what the body has as its juice in order to process sugar to keep it at an appropriate level. Now, fasting, what would be an optimal level if people have at-home testing kits? What is the optimal that you like to shoot for?
Fasting blood sugars should be less than 126 milligrams per deciliter. So that's the measurement that the blood sugar is measured in. So fasting would be from ideally the night before, at least 8 hours, and then checking it in the morning before you've had anything to eat or drink, and having a blood sugar less than 126 milligrams per deciliter.
But optimal would be less than that, because we don't want it to be at that.
So optimal would be less than 100 for a lot, you know, would be most healthy.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I know with the new technology with this, and you can educate me on this, on these patches that people are putting on, how does that actually work? Is that monitoring 24 hours a day?
Yes, there are two brands out on the market, and that people that have diabetes and are taking insulin on a regular basis are wearing these so that they can avoid having to prick their finger as often. Mm-hmm. And it is worn on the skin. One is FDA approved for the back of the arm, and the other one is for the abdomen. And it's actually measuring the interstitial tissue fluid that correlates with the blood sugar. So it's not a direct blood sampling. So it can have a little bit of degree of variation from checking your actual blood, but it does give patients a very good idea, and us as clinicians, to help patients manage their diabetes to see what their blood sugar is doing on a 24-hour basis. So it helps us to track their blood sugar when they're sleeping, when they're eating, after they're eating, how, like, whatever they've eaten for the for that meal, how high their blood sugar goes up, and then how long does it take to come down to where it started, or did it come down at all, and do we need to change their medications?
Well, see, I love that technology, because I think those of us, and not everybody is of the school of being a kind of an active participant in their own health. Some people just want to take their body to the mechanic and, you know, fix me, but that's just not really the best way, certainly not. And I think men are worse than women on that. But with this technology, I know with a life of experimenting, I'm 65 years old, I've experimented with every type of health food, diet, supplement program, any way of eating known to earth. And the only way you really know what's suitable for you is to have feedback. And feedback is something like this monitor. So that's pretty dang cool. Now, you do have to go to the doctor to get this monitor, right?
Yes, you do have to have a prescription or to get it and be offered by a prescriber to get it. And you have to qualify. For most insurance companies, you have to be on insulin for most. Now, there are some exceptions, but yeah, for most, you need to be on insulin to be able to qualify to get them. But the nice thing about it is not only does it tell us their overall blood sugar, but it tells us how long they're in a certain, what's called the target range, which is ideally where your blood sugar needs to be for at least 70 to 75% of the day. So that really helps us even more so than the routine blood work that is used to monitor diabetes.
You know, Tiffany, a lot of people may not even know they have diabetes. They may be having symptoms. What are some things that may surprise us? What are either some of those symptoms or things we may be living, you know, air quote, living with? First of all, isn't it amazing what we as humans can get used to living with? You know, we just make adjustments that I'm tired or I have no energy or I seem to crash. So first of all, a lot of people go undiagnosed, but what are those things that people may be, air quote, living with, the indicators?
I'm glad you brought that up, because there are estimated about 500,000 people in the Tennessee, Georgia, and Alabama area that are undiagnosed diabetes. So that's quite a number of people, and they can be having symptoms of fatigue, like you mentioned. Some people have weight loss over a number of months, extreme thirst, even extreme hunger, dry mouth, excessive urination, going to the bathroom much more frequently than what they normally do without other symptoms of infection, that kind of thing that they just kind of write off to drinking more water, or I've been outside, or whatever. So there are a number of symptoms that patients can pay attention to and have checked out to see if they're related to diabetes.
You know,
and also paying attention to family history.
Yeah, family history. This is why, though, I think it's one of those times to actually go to the doctor and get the blood work or the test, because everything you just mentioned in my brain, I'm old, but I've lived with Google for a long time. So as soon as I Google a symptom, my brain will create it. You're sitting there listening, and I go, I've got a little dry mouth right now. I need to go to the bathroom, maybe. So that's why I think it's probably good to go to the doctor, so you can actually get a real test.
Yeah, I think Clint is a classic hypochondriac, and the reason I know that is because I'm one also, and so we both have every disease known to man.
I just diagnosed myself with diabetes listening to her. I go, you know what? I might need to get to the doctor, because I've got all those signs.
Well,
I'm
you got to wait till the show's over. Okay. Don't rush out now, okay? But I think you're going to be okay.
But it is important, because people will live with that, and they don't automatically associate that with there's something wrong with me. If you're aging, or if you're a little overweight, you just might go, well, that's just who I am. In reality, it could be something that you could at least manage. Or auto-correct, right?
Well, and the more important fact is the long-term complications that can come from diabetes, both undiagnosed and diagnosed. That patients with diabetes are two-thirds more likely to develop a heart attack, congestive heart failure, stroke, peripheral artery disease, kidney disease, blindness, and peripheral neuropathy. So they're at risk of many more complications, just aside from having high blood sugar, because the high blood sugar causes damages to the vessels that are supplying blood to primary organs. So that's even more reason to have these symptoms checked out and get things under control as soon as possible. And to learn more about how to manage diabetes, At our practice, we have diabetic educators that help patients learn how to eat and how to switch out foods, trade out foods for ones that are causing their blood sugars to be higher than normal to ones that don't cause as much problem for their blood sugars. So it's really important in the short term to get things checked out and under control so that you can avoid long-term problems.
Yeah, and you know, me watching people for 43 years, and we have about 300 people per day at Nutrition World, they are more probably, I would say, knowledgeable about body and foods. But I know that there's a large segment of population that if we ask them, tell us what really a carbohydrate is and tell us some examples, some of them would not even really know what that is. So I say this often on my podcast. I say it on a radio show. I say it on different interviews. I separate the world into learners and non-learners. And in the world of health, we have to be somewhat of a learner because this is a complex machine. It's far more complex than your cell phone or your automobile in certain ways. And it's the only one we have on this planet. And to not know anything about it is kind of dooming you to a life that probably won't end well. And as you say, Tiffany, the danger of blood sugar levels being elevated on an ongoing basis is that it damages every single day. It's not like, oh, we're going to fix it now after 22 years and we're fine. No, you suffered damage throughout the 22 years by, again, I think that, you know, the processed diets and the fact that we have we're addicted to these foods and we can't get off of them is a big, big problem.
Yes, and that would be a whole other entire conversation in itself that I have. I do touch base with patients about that because processed foods are a huge problem in our culture. And so your question is, what is a carbohydrate? Mm-hmm. For patients that are really unfamiliar, I try to keep it very simple and talk to them about simple and complex carbohydrates and give examples as far as simple sugars or fruits are more simple carbohydrates, and complex carbohydrates are your bread, potato, rice, pasta kind of carbohydrates. So the complex carbohydrates are the ones that can cause greater problems with blood sugar because they're the more, well, mainly because people like them and they're their go-to foods of your breads and your pastas, their comfort foods. So trying to help patients understand that there are other foods that can be more nutritious and not cause as much problems with the blood sugar, and avoiding those particular types of foods. So the biggest point is that your body needs glucose. And I run into patients who tell me, like, well, I figured out if I don't eat, I can control my glucose. And I'm like, well, you can't not eat. That's not an option. You have to eat. And so sticking to more lean proteins, so your meats, lean meats, and your vegetables will help your overall health as well as control your blood sugar and supply your body with the fuel that it needs to go forward. So trying to keep it as understanding as possible for patients on an everyday basis.
That's good, because I think the teachers of health are eminently so crucial in today's times, because I sometimes feel like we're going two steps forward and three back in some regards because of the, and I think COVID, there were some things in COVID that helped us to recognize the value of the body, how to be better, how the importance of taking care of it, because big majority of the people with that, especially during the first round of it, who were damaged more were the ones who had two or more comorbidities, which are health concerns.
Oh, yeah.
And one of those was blood sugar. And, I just know that there's a great value in education and it can save lives. And the thing is, you know, like Clint asked me on segment two, what can he, you know, he's used to Krispy Kreme and Twinkies, and what can he eat that could supply that would still be healthy? I said, you can't, Clint. I'm sorry. There's no substitution for your Krispy Kremes. You're going to have to just get used to it. And he had a little tear roll down his face there.
It hurt me a little bit. I like apples and bananas too, though. So, you know, we'll make it work.
Yeah, it's just poor.
It's a gradual change. I try to encourage patients to change one meal at a time once a month. So on the first month, choose whatever meal is the easiest to change. Maybe it's breakfast. Maybe they don't even eat breakfast, and I need them to eat a little bit of breakfast, but choose healthy options and then try that. Or change out your biscuit, your stop on the way to biscuits, to trying out something else at home as far as oatmeal and fruit, or placing an protein like eggs or ham or turkey with their breakfast in the morning to substitute their biscuit.
I like
and,
that.
Try one meal a day for a month, and then go to the next meal a day for the second month, and just do gradual changes and expect it to take some time, because this is not as the saying goes, it's not a sprint, it's a journey, and you have to kind of just take your time on making the changes.
I like that.
And with that said, it seems to work for some. It gets them a little bit more motivated. And the patients that I have that really take the time to figure out those foods, that even simple things, they're like, well, I can't eat. I see that, like, grapes really, or even this past summer, watermelon really causes my blood sugar to go up, but I can eat blueberries. Well, great. Have some blueberries. Those are great antioxidants. They have a lot of benefit to them. And, maybe have your watermelon, once a week or once every couple weeks, but you can't eat the whole thing. You can have a small portion of it. And that goes the same for the holidays coming up. I try to talk to the patients about, we measure their A1C, which is their average glucose over the past 90 days, and kind of gives us an idea of how well their blood sugars are controlled. If we don't have something as a CGM, the monitors that they wear that you were talking about earlier, and have them focus on the fact that the season is 6 weeks, but really when we get together with family or friends, that it's, maybe 6 or 8 days in this whole 6 week season. We just had Thanksgiving, and maybe a day after for leftovers. We have Christmas Eve, maybe New Year's Day, New Year's Eve, and maybe a day or two here or there with office parties or friends or whatever. But focus on those particular days to be your days of, well, I know there's going to be foods there that are going to really raise my blood sugar. Okay, well, then don't go back for seconds and only have a small portion of the good food, or don't have a whole serving. Maybe have just a couple of bites.
Perfect.
And try to make trade-offs like that, because really in reality, that's only like 6 or 8 days out of 90 that's not going to sink the ship. It's when you spread those 6 or 8 days into 6 or 8 days every week.
That's wonderful.
That's really going to cause...
That is awesome advice. For people to learn more, what website or where do they need to go to, Tiffany?
They would go to www.memorial.org/endocrinology.
Perfect. Hey, you've been so informational. Thank you so much. Hope you get feeling better quickly. And thank you for joining us on Vital Health Radio. And it is time to take a break. When we come back, we'll be having a few words of wisdom. That plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell and Ed Jones with Nutrition World, stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
Having trusted medical care in your neighborhood is critical to a healthy life. CHI Memorial offers several convenient locations around the Chattanooga area to better serve you. Nationally recognized in both quality and excellence, CHI Memorial has trusted board-certified doctors from a broad range of specialties and convenient local offices delivering primary and specialized medical care to you and your family. Finding a CHI Memorial physician is easy. Visit chimemorialmedicalgroup.org.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com, click on past shows, or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Corder each Saturday at 9 a.m. for On the Move Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on 98.1 The Lake, a radio show about all things Chattanooga. Don't miss it, a production of the Whitfield Media Group. You should feel secure in your home, even when you're not there.
ADS Security can do that for you.
ADS provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Professional home security installation, 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and 100% wireless.
Automate your home security system to work for you, all from the touch of your smartphone. Choose ADS Security. Find them online at adssecurity.com.
Are you into fitness, bodybuilding, or just want to live a healthy life?
Are you looking for a new show that's very entertaining and different?
Well, I've got the show for you. It's Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You. It's a podcast that achieves all of these goals.
Join professional bodybuilder Matt Davis, me, Darren Johnson, and Sean Whitfield.
You can find Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, at all major podcast platforms. Also, check out our website, ChattanoogaFitnessDownload.com.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my buddy Clint Powell, partner. And tell them, people, real quick, your podcast.
During the Break podcast, DuringTheBreakPodcast.com or your favorite podcast app. And there's Day Fire podcast. We talk about adventures in the great outdoors. DayFirePodcast.com with Dawson Wheeler, the founder of Rock Creek Outfitters. Thank you, sir, very much.
Yes, and the reason I brought that up is because I got several points I want to make in this segment about health, because that is what the show is about. It's really what I'm about. I get up every single morning and compile all the news of the day that regarding health. I really only look at the national and local news for about 4 minutes, and the rest of the hour to hour and 15 minutes is regarding health and any new discoveries, developments, ideas, whatever. But one really good article I read had to do with what they called super agers. And I like that because it had to do with people who seemingly maintain their quality of life from physical and mental way past the point of average. Because I see a lot of people at 50 starting to slip. And and what they made a big point about is we need to, and we read this about the physical body, we need to cross-train your brain. And the reason that that makes such good sense is people who, oh, I do puzzles every day. Well, that's like saying that you do abs every day. Well, that's good. But are you really fit because you do one segment of muscles? You cannot be mentally fit by doing one type, because the neurons, the brain chemistry is made up of so many different avenues. Well, what they're saying is you have three parts to this. One is, and this applies to you, they say we need to learn something new informationally, and that podcasting now is the best way to learn information. Most people are not going to go to schooling. That's really a thing of the past, especially up past 30 years old.
Right.
But we can learn everything and so much from podcasting if you find the right team. That's what I really believe in. Teams of one to four people, maybe even more. And like your podcast, I've listened to it many times. Very informational. But it also is thought-provoking, because we hear two people who have ideas. They're not debating all the time, but it puts us in a place of, oh, I understand that. Oh, I don't understand that. What about that? And you come to new conclusions. Number two, require learning through movement. So this is actually a type of mental exercise that actually involves the body. Things like dance, things that require coordination, yoga, could be many, many things, but they require the physical body, because for the physical body to improve on a movement, it has to have the neurons to make it happen, because that's what signals the body to do it. Number three, and the last one, is be social with interactions. I think COVID has really devastated the socializing of the American people, because those who were already somewhat introverted went into a deeper hole that many have not come back out of, because they already struggled before COVID. And now they cut off the few interactions they had, and they're really loners. And even in a family setting, they're just with their one or two or three people. We need to, or they suggest we need to, you know, interact on kind of like podcasting, but you do it on real friends and you do it on real people in your real life, because again, it creates social interactions, create brain neuron activity. So cross training your brain to become a super ager is fantastic.
Yeah, I love that concept, and that's one of the benefits I found in podcasting. I'm learning as I'm having these conversations. And then the other thing I like about the movement part, whether it's yoga, working out, there's a certain amount of mental toughness and discipline it takes to do that. If you go to the gym every day, a lot of times you don't feel like it, but your brain has to get used to saying, do it anyway, get up and do those things anyway. In yoga, you got to hold certain positions. It can be uncomfortable and it challenges yourself. So your brain, you know, I've said this all the time, everything starts from an invisible place. So before you can go work out, you have to think about it. You have to be motivated in the unseen realm. So I like that concept. It all starts in our brain and our heart, and you got to kind of keep those things going in different directions.
I like that. Everything starts from an invisible place.
Yes. I've said the chair you're sitting in started in somebody's brain. They drew it out, but before they drew it, they had to think it.
I like that. That's kind of a wise from a person from East Ridge.
I'm a PhD of East Ridge.
That's true. Yeah. Yeah. You're not high school.
Not everybody's.
Graduate.
Yeah. Not everybody's a doctor.
A doctorate of East Ridge. Yeah. I'll give you credit on that.
Thank you, sir.
I want to talk completely opposite about sperm quality. How's your sperm quality, Clint?
That's a little personal. I think you don't mind your own affairs, sir.
Well, Dr. Levine, epidemiologist at Hebrew University, had this big study, and it was kind of concerning by far, which is, it's not surprising, but it's concerning. But they analyzed and found that the sperm quality has been declining faster than expected. So they looked at from 1973 to 2018, we had a 62% decline of sperm quality. What is sperm quality? Well, it is the motility, how energetic are the sperm, how many are the sperm. There's many things that make up the quality. Well, this is the whole future of our human race is built on this. And the lower quality will produce lower quality. So we're actually kind of, now I won't say inbreeding, but you know how inbreeding would work in animals. It produces weaker animals. Well, we are producing weaker individuals because of our sperm quality. And, of course, the question is begging, what causes lower sperm quality? It is lifestyle. It is nutrition. That's the only two things that can truly create lower sperm quality. One of the biggest destructive ideas of this entire nation was when a sham study was presented that was done on animals that was then carried over to humans, which is that fat is unhealthy. And what happened with that study was everyone went on a low-fat craze. When you eliminate one of the three components, which are protein, fats, and carbs, you have to raise one of the others. So when the fats went down, everything went to high carb.
Sugar.
Which is, in the end result, everything's sugar. I don't care if it's from brown rice or it's from Krispy Kreme. It ends result is sugar within the system because that's what the body runs on, but it doesn't need a whole lot of it. And what happened was we created a whole generations of obesity that has now become addictive because carbs are addictive. My daughter just came back from Gatlinburg, took her family up there, and she said that she did not, 90% of all people were not overweight, they were obese. I don't know if it's because of the taffy in Gatlinburg or what was attracting him, but it's a sad commentary, especially in this area, and it's all from processed foods. It's all from eating not enough protein or too many carbs and not enough healthy fat. I still say I find that starting my breakfast with zero carbs, high protein, and high healthy fat through my breakfast drink, which is a keto drink, is a game changer as far as the whole day.
Well, and two, there's a picture you can see, I've seen on the internet. It's got the Panama City Beach, 1965, 1970 versus now. And you can just see the difference physically. Even they've got something like that in California. But another thing in this area is soft drinks.
Yes.
One of the biggest changes I've ever made is I guarantee you in a year's time, I may have three Cokes, maybe. I just don't drink sodas anymore at all. And it used to be you get the 8 ounce or 6 ounce Cokes. Now they're all 32, you know. So a Coke is what four Cokes used to be. You know what I'm saying? Now it's everything's supersized, and so I agree with you. I think sugar is just killing us.
And, you know, if you go from three Cokes to two, I believe in every positive step is positive, but we have to do better than that. We have to really get to a point where, like you are, you're having three. And, you know, the doctor I go to, my favorite doctor, the only one I truly trust, Dr. Pepper.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I had two this past year because I had two belly aches. So Dr. Pepper is my doctor, and it does help my belly if I have a really bad belly ache.
I like ginger ale when I have a belly ache.
That's right.
I like a little ginger ale, some saltine crackers or Ritz crackers.
Well, you know, things that from our early history, placebos are as powerful as drugs. And if we were brought up to think that's going to fix us by mama or daddy, it's going to be a good, strong medicine.
It'll help.
And it will help. And it's not dangerous on sitting there one time drinking a Dr. Pepper or Coke. I saw something that really tickled me the other day. It was a picture of Skipper off Gilligan's Island. Mm-hmm. Remember old Skipper?
Oh, yeah. One of my favorites.
Had a great picture of him just kind of leaning there like he did back in the day. He said, back in those days, Skipper was considered obese. Well, if you think about it, today, that's the norm, is Skipper.
If you look at pictures, he's not near as big. If you've not seen Gilligan's Island in 20, 30, 40 years, he's not near as big as you think he was.
No.
Go back and look. He's just a big guy. He's not going to have the huge belly.
But he was considered FAT back in those days. Yeah. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
I just came back from what I would call a mini retreat. It was very short-lived, about a day and a half. It's up at Isha. You ever heard of Isha?
I have not.
It's spelled I-S-H-A. I've been there maybe seven times over the past 9 years. Many times, often, because I just needed total silence. And what it is, it's a yoga retreat built by a guy named Sadhguru. And Sadhguru is a Indian from the country of India who built this huge retreat in India. Then he came here, and in McMinnville, he bought this massive amount of acreage. And it is a building that is completely covered in copper. And they're very, very totally into the Indian tradition of all the things that they're into, which is very kind of very kind, very sacred. It's very, what I call it, is a very sacred space. Well, I happened to be up there about a week or two ago, and there was about, I'd say about 300 Indians from the country of India. Not one single person was not 1 pound overweight.
Right.
Not one. Why? Because they're active. They eat a very clean lifestyle. And they do not eat processed foods. It's about eliminating processed foods. We can talk all day long about how much protein should you get, how much healthy fat. The number one thing is lacking processed food.
Yeah.
And that is so addictive. And I'm getting so frustrated, as always, with Chattanooga, because every time I see a new building being built, it's a junk food, processed food, like Jack's. And breakfast places, or all the junk food and the burgers and the barbecues and the and this Korean barbecue, like four of them's popped up. At least with some of the Koreans, and they do still have vegetables.
Well, but and I will represent the other end of this. It's a society based on convenience.
Yes,
because I'll speak for me, and I think I represent a lot of folks. I have had moments in my life, phases, years where I've meal prepped. And I always did better when I knew I was going to eat. Even if I didn't prep my meals, being more intentional of what I put in my refrigerator that required a little more effort, I always lived better. But it's inconvenient. It's not always convenient or easy. And I'm spoiled. I'm an American. And I like my things to happen now. I want to eat. When? Mm-hmm. Now. Well, do you want to make some food? Well, listen, it's going to take time. I got to wash the dishes. You know what doesn't take time? Wendy's triple. Yeah,
you're so true. But you said something very, very solid just about a minute ago. He said, stock your refrigerator with the healthier options, because when you're into super convenience, you're going to grab what's there. And if you don't have the good healthy yogurts and the healthy organic peanut butters, I'm living on peanut butter these days.
I love
as my additional
peanut butter,
but we sell one at the store. I'm going to bring you a jar of our organic peanut butter. I have never said I love peanut butter until I love peanut butter.
Oh. It's one of my favorite foods ever. But I want to say something. I'll tell you something I've struggled with, and this is Clint, just the convenience, the lazy Clint coming out. I wish there were healthier, sweet things to eat, because I like fruits, but you can only have so many apples or bananas a day or grapes. So I'm trying to find convenient things to stick in my refrigerator that are a little sweet, that when I want it, I don't have to eat a piece of cake. I just go get a bite or two of something.
Well, the problem is that that is an addictive substance, and you have to reprogram your body to not really care about that. I literally, after age 60, have a body that if I have a sweet twice a year, that's perfectly fine. I don't need it, don't want it, don't crave it, and I can look at it and really just blow off. They say, just go away. I don't care about it anymore. Why is that? What I do want is I crave protein and healthy fat, and at times I will crave a carb. I will, because I live on 60 carbs Monday through Friday. I live on about 200 Saturday and Sunday. But that keeps me in a perfect alignment of my physique, my strength in the gym, my body fat. And if I do anything different, it doesn't.
Yeah. You didn't answer my question. You didn't help me at all.
You can't do it.
You just told me to do what Ed does.
Look.
That sucks. Okay. I can't live like that. What is it? Hey, Clint, just do what I do. That's not going to, at 9 o'clock, and I don't eat after 8 or 9, but I want to, strawberries are a good thing. I take a little stevia and dip my strawberry into it, but it's still not, I want to go get something that's,
You know what? The meth addicts say the same thing.
Wow.
Can I not have a little bit of meth? Because I have this craving for a lot of it. And cocaine. Oh, wow. I just want a little cocaine. Yeah. Ed, what can I have that just a little cocaine? It doesn't work that way because you can't have little amounts of addictive substances. I'm telling you how to fix the addiction, which is raise your protein, raise your healthy fat, and put together a plan that changes your blood chemistry. Once the blood chemistry changes, it will change taste buds. Once taste buds changes, you don't care about it. You don't. I'm telling you, Clint.
All right. I'm just, Ed Jones is German for dream killer, but go ahead. That's fine. Go ahead, sir.
All right, my friend. It is time to take a break already. When we come back, we got a couple words of wisdom. That plus more as we continue. For the PhD of East Ridge, Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
I am stressed beyond belief.
What's wrong, honey?
Just life, bills, gas prices, everything. Looks like we aren't going to get that vacation again this year.
Why not? We can just take your gold and sell it to Rick Davis.
Hey, that's a pretty good idea.
Yep, Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds pays top prices for gold.
Yay, we can finally take that trip to Jamaica like we always wanted to.
Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, helping you get away for a little while. Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, 5301 Brainerd Road.
Guess what? We talk about it all on During the Break podcast, which you can find on your favorite podcast platform. Religion, politics, business, marketing, sales, exercise, nutrition, entertainment, adventure, life. Plus, I do some solo episodes about lessons I've learned along the way. You name it, we talk about it on During the Break podcast. Just search it on your favorite podcast platform. During the Break podcast with Clint Powell.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com. Click on past shows or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle. A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Optimize U Chattanooga is a hormone optimization and recovery center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy for both males and females. If you are suffering from mood swings, fatigue, low libido, or weight gain, then your hormone levels might be low. We offer in-house lab panels as well as testosterone, progesterone, estradiol, and peptide therapies. We are currently accepting new patients. Know your levels because normal is not optimal. For more information, check us out at OptimizeUChattanooga.com.
Holidays, football, and family gatherings. Yep, it's that time of the year. Leaves are falling, but the weather can't make up its mind. Hot to cold, cold to hot. If your heating and air gets confused, call Carter Heating and Air. Phone 899-1500. Yep, Carter Heating and Air is the last call you will need to make. Find them online at carterhvac.com.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World with my partner and buddy Clint Powell, and I love this one, writing about the Stoics, because after this, I'm going to tell you something that not everyone seems to see it the same way that I do about something I've done in my life that actually connects with this story. This is what we tell ourselves. Someday, I will write my book. Someday, I will travel abroad. Someday, I will learn how to play guitar. But someday soon, you will no longer be able to say someday. So we must adopt the mindset of the great Stephen Pressfield in his latest book, Put Your Butt Where Your Heart Wants to Be. He writes, here is my frame of mind as I sit down to work. This is the day. There is no other day. This is the day. There is no other time. Today is the Super Bowl, and today is the day I give birth, and today is the day I die. Not tomorrow. Marcus Aurelius said, choose to be good today. Do your job as a human being, as a writer, as a parent, as a politician. You can't waste this chance. You can't put it off until later, and you can't wait until you're more secure. No, now is now, and you'll never have this moment again. The circumstances are never going to be perfect, and you do not have plenty of time. Now is now, and today is the day. Well, I am very connected to the impermanence of my life, and that does not come naturally. I've found that I've had to actually work through the discomfort of my own mortality, and I've utilized a lot of chapters of my life and different hardships to come to the fact, and especially stories of people you watch that have been healthy one day and gone the next, that this is also my course in life. It just, we don't know the time, and we all will be sunsets very soon. But I downloaded an app, Clint. I don't know why this is, and this is not a sad story, but I, starting about 50 years old, I truly feel like I'm going to live to be 72. That's, you know, and I don't know if that means that that's going to be the quality years, and maybe I'll live 20 more after, still hobbling around. I don't know. And I've really was bothered by that intuition, but I'm not any longer, because it, in me having a time frame, imbues this moment with such added richness because of the fact that I don't feel impermanent. I don't feel permanent. I feel impermanent. And so I downloaded this app, and this app is called Countdown. Have you ever heard of it?
No, I have not.
Well, you plug in any date you want, and every day you can look at this to see how much longer before the deadline hits. Well, guess what? If I am correct on my 72 years of living, I have 2,460 days, 9 hours, 3 minutes, and 2 seconds left to live. Do you know how important message that is to me? Because there are days when I look at this, and then I look outside to the blue sky. That blue sky is bluer because I know that I'm impermanent. Now, some people say, oh, that's negative thinking. It's not negative. It actually makes me a better human being, and I value the fact that it's not going to last forever.
Joe Smith of YCAP is one of my favorite speakers, and if you've ever heard him speak, he is super motivational, just one of my favorite people on planet Earth, and he has a thing in part of his talk where he says, this is how old I am. He goes, if my average life expectancy is 76, then you can do the math. He goes, but I'm about 79 to 80, about 82% done. Yep. So I just did that math on mine, average life expectancy. I'm right around 73% finished. So when you start doing that, he goes, you got to understand, whatever you're not taking any of this with you. This is, you're planting the trees that people are going to sit underneath that shade later, and it encourages you to live today. So I love that concept. So I don't think it's depressing at all.
Good, because some people certainly do. And it can be heavy. If you haven't processed in your mind the fact that you are such an impermanent creature, then it is sad. It's heavy, and it can be put you out actually in melancholy mood. But once you get past that, it does imbue you with such grasping of the moment to a level that you never thought possible before. And it's really not about next year, tomorrow, or next week. It's about this moment. Me sitting here with you at this radio station is the magical time of my life. Whether it's fun, whether it's sad, whether it's in between, it still can dazzle me. This moment, I want it to dazzle me. And those dazzle moments left me long ago, and now they've returned to me because I have chosen to be in the moment more than I would be in the future moment.
Well, how you're handling this right now matters, because it might be the last time you have an interaction with anybody.
Bingo.
And that's an important thing to remember.
And that last breath that I take, I want to have the least regrets possible.
Yeah.
So, and you know, I am a modest believer of like the movie The Secret, you know, what you perceive is what you're going to kind of create. There's some truth to that now. I'm not blowing that smoke away, but I also know that being in the moment is probably more important than even imagining the moment down the road. Well, guess what, Clint? That does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We thank you for listening. We'll be back here again next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World. Have a healthy and safe and fearless day.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.